You're listening to the Freedom From Addiction podcast. Hear what leading addiction and recovery experts are talking about, addiction trends, topics, and challenges, as well as personal stories, research, practices, and advances that point the most promising way to freedom.
And welcome into the Freedom From Addiction podcast. My name is Derek Elledge, creative director here at Adult and Teen Challenge Mid-South. And in the studio today is our very own president and CEO, Dr. David McNabb. Welcome to the studio, sir.
Thanks, Derek. Good to be with you, man.
Glad to be here. And today we're not necessarily going to be talking about addiction counseling or recovery news per se, or even a freedom story. Today we're going to be talking about some changes that are happening or about to happen here on the Adult and Teen Challenge campus. A lot of changes going on in our community and in the nation, especially with the coronavirus. David, let you go ahead and start. What are some of those changes that we're about to see? And it's a good change. It's something new that's about to happen with our program.
Derek, we see this as being an extremely positive change for us. In the middle of all the coronavirus and us getting stuck in this situation where, you know, we had to show due diligence and, basically close the campus as far as new intakes are concerned because of all the concerns with the virus and all and everything that went with it. But in the process of looking at that, we looked at our student population. We looked at, how everybody was doing here on campus. And we began to ask ourselves some very pointed, very important questions about the accessibility, because, we basically have shut down accessibility to this program because of quarantine and so forth. But when we started thinking about that in the long term, it was like we started asking ourselves some questions that we've asked for a long, long time. And that is, how really easy is it to get help for somebody struggling with addiction? How accessible is the Adult and Teen Challenge program? And, we've always been here. We've been known as a 12-month program, and we've always been available to the community to do whatever we could. But when we started looking and asking some very tough questions, it was like, okay, listen, our fees are certainly reasonable. I started looking at our application. How complicated is our application? But when we started asking some of these very in-depth questions, we started looking about what causes someone who is struggling with an addiction to actually seek help. What is some of the roadblocks that they would have to coming into our program? And one of the things that we had to be honest about is one of the things that concerns a lot of folks is giving an entire year of their life to the program, coming and leaving their families, leaving their jobs, whatever their circumstances and commitments might be. How can they put aside 1 year to actually confront that?
And if I would be, or if I'm looking to come into the program, mm-hmm. and I hear 12 months or a year, there's red flags that go up. 12 months, a year. I don't know if I can give that up.
Well, and Derek, listen, you know this as well as I do. We've had lots of cliches that we've used to deal with that. We've said, hey, listen, how long have you been in your addiction? Well, I've been in my addiction for the last 20 years. Well, you don't expect to get over this addiction in just one night or in 28 days or in 1 month. And, we've got all kinds of answers that make us feel good about being a 12-month-long program. But the fact of the matter is, the truth is, that it is a big deal. It is hard, and we know, and we can ask, and we know for a fact that 12 months in being realistic, 12 months is not long enough to deal.
It goes by pretty quick.
Yeah, it does. It does go by quick, but even then, you're not going to have addressed all of the issues in even a 12-month period. So you say, well, David, why would you think about shortening the program or doing something different if you think it takes longer? Well, it's this. Our deal is not about having somebody on this campus for 12 months. Our thing at Adult and Teen Challenge has always been introducing someone to a relationship with Jesus Christ. It is Jesus Christ that brings people to a place where they can begin to see life differently, and they can see life beyond their addiction. So what we started looking at was like, well, okay, listen, if this 12-month program is causing folks not to even consider us, then we're eliminating the possibility of sharing the gospel with a lot of folks. Mm. And so how do you tear down that wall? How do you get somebody where they say, well, listen, hey, I'll give you 4 months. And so we started looking about how can we do that in a way in small pieces? Like if somebody wants to come in for 12 months, they still can. But we looked at how to restructure the program in a way that they could take smaller bites without having to look at an entire 12-month mountain in front of them.
So when you say they can still come in for 12 months, talk about the breakdown of the what we're calling the tiers now. And those tiers have names.
They do. They do. What we're doing, what we, you know, Teen Challenge has always been a 12-month, three-phase program, okay? But ultimately, you're not finished until you're done with that 12 months. So what we did is we went back and thought about, okay, let's take this thing into smaller pieces, smaller bites. And so what we did is we broke down that 12 months into three separate, distinct, self-contained programs, okay? So the first thing you do, somebody applies to Teen Challenge or gives us a call and says, I want to come into the program. What does that look like? What kind of commitment? We're saying there is a four-month commitment to our Crossroads program. Okay, you come in, and if those 4 months, you receive the same group classes, the same individualized counseling, all the same stuff that we would do typically even now in our 12-month program. You would get the same thing in those first 4 months, and at the end of those first 4 months, you are given a completion certificate for having gone through 120 days of residential faith-based recovery. And at that point, you have the option.
So you're finished after 4 months.
You're finished after four
months. You can choose to complete, graduate, as we call it,
yep,
on campus,
yep,
and leave. But you also have an option of coming back, correct?
There is that option of coming back. And what happens with that is what we encourage everybody. If you say, when you're finished with that first 4 months Crossroads program, you say, you know, I'm not sure I want to come back. I kind of sort of think I might. Well, whatever. We're going to encourage you to stay away for 30 days anyway. Because what we want you to do in those 30 days is to look at the things that you've learned. Look at how life now is compared to where it was before you first came into the program. Then you may look at your situation and say, hey, listen, I'm strong. I'm thinking clear. I'm not going back to my addiction. I've got a relationship with God I didn't have before, and you may be fine. In which case, you know, we always want you to stay in contact with us. I mean, we love our folks that come here, and that's awesome. But it may be during that time you say, hey, wait a minute, I'm not as strong as I thought I was. I've got some problems that I thought was taken care of, and they aren't. After 30 days, you come back into the program, and what you'll do at that point is you come back into the program, you pick up sort of where you left off. You pick up with learning things about accountability, things about leadership, holding other people accountable, and it's not just rehashing the same old stuff, but one of the key factors is you're coming back into a program that you want to be in. You're ready to grow from, and you're ready to receive teaching from. Whereas, you know, if you're in the middle of a 12-month-long program, after a while, you're getting kind of tired of being told what to do.
Yeah. So the last two are optional. Crossroads is not optional. You come in for 4 months. You complete the 4 months. Second tiers are optional, which is pursuit. Then you have the third tier, which is
destination.
Explain the last one.
The last one is what we now refer to as our reentry phase of the program. And that's where somebody has, they've learned about leadership. They've learned to be trustworthy here on campus. They've learned to have more strength in their walk with God and their own personal accountability when it comes to making good decisions. And so at that point, they can leave us or they can come back for those last 4 months, which is they go out, they get a job, they remain here on campus with us, they undergo random drug testing as necessary, and they learn to stand on their own 2 feet. They learn how to keep up with their money, they learn how to keep up with their other personal finances and other personal responsibilities and so forth. And so in the course of that, you know, as you step back and look at it in terms of our present program, if somebody chooses to come back and stay with us for those all three individualized programs, they've still done the year here at Adult and Teen Challenge.
Knowing that you and some other administration have researched this before we even launched the new three-tier program, did you guys get a chance to talk to any former residents, any former graduates, and get input from them? And if you did, what did they say about us making this change?
Well, by and large, it's been mixed. Those who have graduated the program are going, hey, wait a minute now. It cost me 15 months, but many years ago it was a 15-month program, and then it went to 12 months, which is where we've been up until now. And they're like, wait a minute now. So somebody's walking away now with 4 months of the same thing I sacrificed and slaved over for 12 months. And so you see, you got some folks going, hey, what is going on with this? The great number of folks are going to say, man, that's such a neat concept to break things down, because everybody gets to a place where they kind of hit a wall and they need a break. And they need a chance to go out and try to live out some of the things that they're learning without us trying to control everything. And so the graduates and so forth, they're positive about the thing. We've heard some very, very positive comments about it would have been so neat if they'd had this kind of a break in between the things they were learning. But for counselors, I mean, when it comes to administration, one of our primary places that we look for insight is from our counselors, because, you know, our guys and girls pour a lot into these men and women that come into the program, and it's a heartbreaking thing to see somebody go through 6, 7, 8, 9 months of the program and get so frustrated with the same routine, so frustrated with the authority and the structure that we have here, that by and large, by the time they leave, sometimes they leave and they're not thinking highly of us because we've controlled their lives for all those months. What we've created is the ability for them to come back and willingly say, I want you to help me.
We've thrown it back in their ballpark.
All the responsibility is back where it should be, not for us telling them how to live their lives, but them saying, I want you to help me, which is ultimately the greatest benefit that we can see.
Now, a big question, thinking about if I'm a family member listening, when it comes to the cost of the program. So now we have an $850 intake fee, mm-hmm. Plus $300 a month.
Correct.
So how does that work when they decide the 4 months? Mm-hmm. They leave, but hey, I need to come back. Do they have to pay that intake fee again? Plus, how does the financial side of it work?
No, Derek. What happens is, and that's an excellent question because we've had the question come up before. If you're out those 30 days between the first and second tier programs, you contact. Actually, you don't even come back through our intake. You actually go directly through the program directors that you've worked with. The first 4 months, and say, hey, listen, I need to come back. And so at that point, all you do is you just pick up with your regular monthly fees. What of those fees have been, you pick up right where you left off. We do not charge you for another intake fee, another registration fee. Actually, there's no application that you're going to make to come back into the program. You make that connection with your program director, and we're good to go.
And that makes it personal too.
It does.
The first time coming through, you know, you have to go through administration, through our admissions team, but now you've built a relationship after 4 months.
That's
which
right.
is kind of what we've wanted,
right.
because you really want the help, and we want you to have that connection with us coming back into tier two, tier three, pursuit and destination.
Yeah.
Well, David, thank you for being in the studio today. If you would like more information about our new Journey from Addiction to Freedom 3-tier program, you can visit our website at tcmidsouth.org/program. Thank you, David, again for being in the studio with us.
Always a pleasure, Derek. Thank you, man.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you. Thank you.